ॐ कटाक्षकिरणाचान्तं नमन्मोहाद्रिये नमः अनन्तानन्दकृष्णाय जगन्मङ्गलमूर्तये अहमस्मि सदा भामि कदाचिन्नाहमप्रियः प्रमाय वाहमतः सिद्धं सच्चिदानन्दलक्षणम् मयेवोदेति चिद्व्योम्नि जगद्गन्धर्वपत्तनम् अथोऽहं न कथं ब्रह्म सर्वज्ञं सर्वकारणम् न स्वतः प्रत्यभिज्ञानात् इरं श्रुत्वा न चान्यतः न चाश्रयविनाशान्ये विनाशस्याच नाश्रयात् न शोषपोषविक्लेदच्छेदाश्चिन्नपसो मम सज्जायरप्यनिलग्न्यं वः शस्त्रै किमुत कल्पितैः अभारूपस्य विश्वस्य भानं वासमिदर्विना कदाचिन्नवकल्पेत भाचाहन्तेन सर्वतः न हि बाणाद्धृते सत्त्वं नार्थे बाणं चितोचितः चित्सम्भेदोऽपि नाद्यासात् प्रतेतेनाहमद्वयः न देहो इन्द्रियं चाहं न प्राणो न मनो न धीः ममता परिरद्धत्वात् आक्रीरत्वादिदण्डियः. Let me write this in more chances, a couple more times, and then give the meaning. Verse 8. Na dehah, na indriyam, na aham, na pranaha, na manaha, na dehi. Mamata paricheda-twat. It's a compound. Mamata paricheda-twat.
Paricheda-twat?
Oh, sorry. I have a paricheda on my mind. Parirabda-twat. Mamata parirabda-twat. Akrida-twat. Idandiyaha. So, mamata parirabda-twat. Akrida-twat. Idandiyaha. Ida means this. In Sandhya B, it's a compound. Idan diyaha. Okay? Diyaha. Na dehaha, not the body. Na indriyam, not the indriyas. Na indriyam, this is not the indriya, but stands for all indriyas, the karma indriyas and the jnana indriyas, the sense organs and the organs of action. Not the body, not the indriyas. Cha aham. So, I am not the body, aham, I am not the body, I am not the indriyas. I am not the prana, na pranaha, na manaha, I am not the mind, na dihi, I am not the buddhi. Okay? So, I am not any of these things. Na dehaha, na indriyam cha, aham, na pranaha, na manaha, Nadihi. All the nominatives, right? So I'm not any of these things. Why? Mamata. Mama means mine. It's a, you know, mama for the aham. Aham mama is in the sixth case singular. Mamata. Mamata, that ta is that, like tuam and ta, means that state of being. Mineness. Right? My, like, it, the state of being mine. So there's mine, this is mine, and there's the mine-ness that this thing has, right? So the body is mine, it has that state of being mine, that's its condition. So that ta is an it gives an abstract, ta is feminine, tuam is neuter. They both are added on to the, can be added on to a noun or a pronoun to give the state, the abstract state or the condition of something.
And mamata also means that attachment and love, right?
Yeah.
That's a different word.
I think that's
maybe it's
not. That's
different,
I think.
So the mindness belongs.
But attachment, the state of being
right.
Mine, this mamata, this is mine.
Yeah.
That's its condition, is it belongs to me, right?
And the mindness belongs to the body? It's in.
Well, let me unfold it. Okay. Just take it the state of being mind. And then this parivrtta tvat, that tvat is that there's the tva. And usually when you have tvat in the fifth case like that, you can translate it as because of being, right? Because of being what? Parivrtta. Because of being embraced as mine. Right? So embraced means I embrace this body as mine, right? So because of being embraced with this mamata, the state of belonging to me. So I'm not the body, I'm not the indriyas, etc. Why? Because I embrace all of these things as being belonging to me with mineness. All of them have mineness. Mineness. You know, so that he's talking a little poetically. Okay? So because I take them all as belonging to me. Not as me, they belong to me. And he's saying, even, you know, even our language, this is my body, this is my mind, these are my sense organs, right? And so I claim all of them as being possessions for me, something that belonged to me, not as me, right? So they all enjoy the state of belonging to me. And then, another thing, he gives another reason, akrita tvat. Akrita, that same tvat, because of being, you know, something that, akrita means actually something that I play with. But here it just means something that I am in relationship with. You know, I am in relationship with it. As what? Idam diyaha. Diyaha is in the sixth case here. As with, I am in relationship with it as an idam buddhi. Idam means this. Like all of these things are things, you know, we have the word idam means this, mm-hmm. and then adas, for instance, means that, or tet means that. Idam, when I say, you know, like, this is my chair, that is your chair, for instance, that this is closer than the that, in terms of pronouns, right? You know, I am with this person, and that person is yet to come, so this shows proximity, and that shows more distance. Doesn't have to be out, away, but it just shows more distance. So for the body, the mind, the sense organs, all of these I'm in relationship to as this. This is my body, right? So look at when you say this sentence, this is my body, this is my mind, these are my sense organs. So these show relationship and the mind shows possession. So he is pointing to both of these things. This, that's the idam diya, the idam buddhi. Di means buddhi, right? So this is mine, right? So this means I am coming into relationship with this and I'm also claiming it. So it has both mamata, you know, I claim it, and I claim it as this thing that I have a subject-object relationship with. So that's the whole point. Both the idam and idam meaning this, and the mamata, meaning mine, show relationship, subject-object relationship. And so how can you be something which you are actually aware of and then showing possession of? You're aware of something and then you take it to be yours, right? And so all of these things, I'm not the body, I'm not the indriya, you know, I'm not the indriyas. Indriyas are the jnana-indriyas, the sense organs, and karma-indriyas, the organs of action. The pranas, the vital force, the mind, and the buddhi. The mind can include the citta, manas and diya. The citta can go in with the manas, and the ahankara can go in with the buddhi. So now he's just talked about all of the different components of the jiva. Right? So.
Could you just translate that second line one more time in a sentence?
Yeah.
You put it in a sentence? Because
of being embraced by as mine, if I were to be really literal, which we wouldn't say it this way in English, but this is what it's actually saying. Because of being embraced with mamata, the state of mindness, because of being embraced with mindness, you know, the state of being mine, and we would just be, because of being embraced as mine, and because of being related to, played with, sported with, but we would just say, because of being related to, you know, as this, you know, because I interact with it as this. But they literally say akrita means to play with something, but play with means engage with it, right? Because I am engaged with it, because of being engaged with it as idam, as this, with thisness, you know, with the idam buddhi, with the this thought, not the I thought.
Dhyaha means the
buddhi in the genitive, singular.
Oh.
Dhyaha. Everybody see? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Radha, can you put the whole sentence together as best as possible?
So, I would say, I am not the body or the organs or the indriyas or the organs of or the sense organs or organs of action. I am not the body or the indriyas, nor am I the prana, nor the mind, nor the buddhi. Why? Because of embracing them as mine. And because of engaging with them as this.
Right. Objective.
Objectifying, yeah. Because of objectifying them as this. But akrita really means, you know, to play with or
yeah.
to engage with.
Yeah.
Because of engaging with them with an idam dhyaha. Idam dhyaha means with the idam buddhi. Not the aham buddhi. Not with the ahankara. But with the idam, this. Now, then I use the sentence like, this is my body. The mamata is the my. In the sentence, this is my body. The mamata means minus. I give minus to the body. This is my body. That's the mamata. The this is the idam dhyaha. This body that I'm aware of, that I'm, you know, speaking of, that I'm aware of, is mine. So in this sentence, this is my body, this is my mind, these are my sense organs, you know, this is my buddhi. In this very common way of speaking, both the idam dhyā is there, the idam buddhi, as well as the mamata, giving it the sense of mine, right? You see that in the sentence, this is mine? Both are there. If both are there, what does that really mean when we analyze it? Is that these things that I'm talking about, I have a subject-object relationship with. I'm aware of them, and then I claim them as mine. You know, if I say, this is my blouse, or these are my pants, you know, these are objectified. I don't say, I am the pants. Right? I don't say, I am this top. I am the glasses. I don't say that. Why? Because even though I show ownership of them, there's a subject-object relationship. There's something I'm aware of, and then I'm claiming them as mine. Something that you're claiming as mine is not something that you are. We claim things. We are aware of things in the subject-object relationship and claim them as mine. And at the same time, then we'll say, and I am that. Right? This is my body, but then you can also say, I am this body, but your experience is that the body is something which belongs to you. And when you analyze it, doing the subject-object differentiation, like in the Drisha Viveka, what you recognize is that not only is the world external to the physical body objectified by your sense organs, for instance, but the body is equally objectified by the same five sense organs. So I can say, you know, I'm aware of everything in this room except the body. No, through my sense organs, I'm aware of everything in the room. This, I'm aware of this, 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 this. This is the idam dhyā. This, 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 and this. Through my sense organs. So that means I'm engaged with the body, which is perceived by the sense organs, right? As idam. Now it's the same. The sense organs that are doing the perceiving are also idam. Mm. I'm aware through the mind, I'm aware of the sense organs. I know if they're working or know if they're not working, I know if they're fading, whatever. I'm aware of them. And so I can say, yes, I'm aware of my sense organs, I know what condition they're in, etc. I objectify them with the mind. And I also say, and these are my sense organs, they're not your sense organs, they're my sense organs. These sense organs that I'm aware of. So they get mamata, they get minus, and they're also objectified by the mind. And then we go to the mind. The mind also, right, is objectified. It means I have a subject-object relationship with it. That's why I can describe all of the thoughts, the moods, emotions of the mind. I can watch the vrittis, the thoughts come and go. Right? So they're subject-object. So the mind also is idam. Because it is also this. I'm aware of this. I'm aware of this thought. Right? Then I'll say, this is my thought. This thought that I'm aware of, this thought is my thought. It's not your thought. It's my thought. Right? So I'm aware of the thought, and I claim the thought. Even the ahankara, it sounds silly, but you can do the same thing. This is my I thought that's rising. I am. It is different from your I thought. Therefore, I'm different from you. We have all this kind of... This is my I thought. You have your own I thought. Therefore, I'm different than you. But actually, the I thought is the ahankara, is a vritti in the mind. You don't walk around saying, I am. It's not something that you need. You don't need that label. It's only a vritti. So that vritti, the ahankara, also is objectified. And then you say, and this is my I thought, and you have yours. You can say that, you know. So anything that can be objectified, you can say, I'm aware of this, and it is mine. Okay. Now, the Atma, you can't do that to yourself. You can't say, this awareness, right, I'm aware of, and it's mine, right? As though there's a subject-object relationship between the awareness, where I am aware of the awareness as something different from me. Awareness is not objectified as an object to claim the awareful being is me. So you would say, I am the awareful being. Okay? Now, then when you say, I am aware of this awareful being, you would say, if you were analyze the situation, yes, I am aware of the awareful being, but not as an object. I am aware of awareness because I am awareness. That's what we mean by svatthasiddha, self-evident. Awareness is self-evident. And it is the only thing that is self-evident, that shines because it is awareness, not shining because it's illumined by awareness. Everything else shines because it is illumined by awareness. It's not shining of its own accord. That's why it comes into awareness and goes out of awareness. When it's in awareness, it's illumined. But awareness doesn't shine because awareness is illumining it, as though there's another awareness illumining that awareness. It shines because it is the luminary, right? And that's why we say it's self-evident, self-effulgent. So that's what they're doing here, that the awareness, the I, is self-evident, self-effulgent. Everything else is illumined as this, 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 this. And some of the things you claim, some of them you don't claim. Like he gives what you claim with both the idamvritti, this, you know, and this is mine, right? This body is objectified and it is mine. Sense organs objectified and they are mine, right? Prana objectified, it is mine, you know. So it gets the minus.
But we say my awareness. We say that.
We do say my awareness, because when you say my awareness, you're talking about from the standpoint of the upadhi. That's why. But when we analyze it, we find that the awareness itself doesn't really belong to the upadhi. It is the self of the upadhi, but it's also independent. That's the satyam mitya. But because you take yourself to be the body, then my awareness is different from your awareness, because I take the awareness to be, you know, a product or to be contained in this physical body. You know? So awareness becomes limited by this superimposition, by this mutual superimposition. Do you see what I mean? That was kind of the verse.
So if you see awareness independent of the body and all the upadhis, you don't use that word my anymore? Why does that? It seems to be attached to the word.
We talk normally, but if I say, you know, my awareness, and I'm talking about myself as Brahman, I'm just talking, you know, say if I'm teaching, I have to be careful not to say that or to make very clear how I'm using the language, right? But it's just like we don't say the body is walking to the store, you know? And we don't say...
But we should.
Well, you should have the, you know, I don't think we should. That would be very weird. But you should know what you mean by how you're using your language. So if you're saying my awareness, and when you say my awareness, you mean that your awareness belongs to the body, mind, sense organs, and this person's awareness belongs to their body, mind, sense organs. So it's something that's owned by you. Then that's, if that's your understanding, then that's incorrect. But if you're just kind of talking like a normal person, and even if you say, you know, you can also, in English we say like my my awareness, you're just talking, can be talking about what you're aware of, you know, or my consciousness, that type of thing. You're talking about it in relationship to the mind.
But sometimes it seems to trap you. I mean, it's a kind of a trap.
Yeah, Edward, but it's only a trap if you haven't done the viveka to know how you're using the language.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
If you don't know how you're using the language, then you're just talking like a normal person. And like a samsari, when you say, you know, my awareness, you're just taking yourself as the body-mind complex, which is a conscious being. Mm-hmm. You know? That's what you, that's how you use, that's how samsari uses the language. But a person who's not a samsari, a person who's a jnani, knows what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Like if I say, I'm going to the store, it's not all of a sudden awareness has sprouted legs. If I say, I'm going to the store, it means that the aham is being used as a pronoun, you know, to single out this body, mind, sense organs is going to the store. I'm going to the store. Right? Mm-hmm. But you know that. And that's why in Panchadashi, you know, Vidyaranya says, you know, samsari has this adhyasa, and so when they use the word I, it refers to the what we call the karya karana sangata, the body-mind complex. When a jnani uses the word, you know, it's being used in two ways. When you're teaching and unfolding this vision, then the aham is going to refer to the sat-chit or to Brahman, right? Because that's what you're unfolding your nature to be. Mm-hmm. But when you're just dealing in samsara, you're using it in the same way as the samsara uses it, but you know what you're saying. Because you have, you know, it's not like if you say, I'm so tired. You mean your body's tired. So instead of saying, you could say the body's so tired. You know? Or you could say, my body is so tired. So the Atma has all of a sudden gained a body. You know, this my body versus your body. Or you could say, I'm so tired, but you know what you're saying.
So when you say my awareness, you can also know that that's not true. It's awareness.
Yeah. It means, it's not that it's not true, it means you're talking from the standpoint of the upadhi. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna sometimes says myself.
Yeah.
But he's talking from the standpoint of the upadhi, so that has to be understood.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's chant this a couple of times. Nade, we can do it together. Nade ho nirin chahan na prano na mano na bihi mamata parirudda dhitwa akridan kwati dantiyaha. Na deho nindriyan chaham na prano na mano nahihi mamata pariraddhatvat akridatvat idantiyaha. Na deho nindriyan chaham na prano na mano nahihi mamata pariraddhatvat akridatvat idantiyaha. Let's say our prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.